everyone, I'm your host Uncle Coco, and welcome to one of the funniest and entertaining podcasts made for kids. Today I'll be joined by Bobby Fracadelli to have a little discussion about Cocoland. How are you today, Bobby?
I'm fantastic, Uncle Coco. How are you?
Well, I'm just wonderful. Are you excited for this podcast today?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
No.
Oh, okay. First timer. I think actually everyone who's been on the podcast is a first timer. No, because they're stuffies. But, alright, let's get into these questions. You ready?
Yep.
Where do you live?
1003 Dolphin Way Road.
Dolphin Way. That's a nice neighborhood. Well, I live there. I live just a few doors away from you.
Yeah! It's pretty nice.
It is. It's a nice neighborhood, isn't it? Well, I guess all neighborhoods in Cocoland are nice.
Oh, yeah.
And that one especially. What is your favorite part about Cocoland?
My garden.
Your garden?
Yes.
Yeah, your garden is nice. You grow all kinds of yummy food in it.
Yeah!
Well, I suppose you like gardening too. What is your favorite food?
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Do you grow those in your garden?
Yeah.
Nice. I like strawberries too. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red. Is that because strawberries are red?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I could
see that. Unless they're not ripe.
Yeah, if they're not ripe, they're green.
Yeah.
That's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
What is your favorite activity?
Gardening.
Gardening? Yeah, you're a big gardener. That's why you wear overalls.
Yep.
What is your proudest achievement?
Growing a 60-pound zucchini.
A 60-pound zucchini?
Yeah.
That is the largest zucchini I have ever heard of in my life. How did you do that?
Put a tiny bit, one packet of mystery fertilizer on it.
Did you get it from Dr. Dave?
Yeah.
Dr. Dave makes all kinds of... He gave me a mystery vine seed.
Huh, that's odd.
Mm-hmm. He also gave me some kind of a... like a anti-fertilizer to keep it from growing out of control.
Huh.
That's nice. Now, if you want mystery vines, well, I suppose you can come into my house. I've got plenty. But, Dr. Dave, actually, last Inventions Day, made a machine that automatically plants mystery vines. So if you want some in your garden,
I'd probably take a couple.
Yeah, just ask Dr. Dave. But, yeah, that 60-pound zucchini, that's large.
Yeah. Large.
Did you eat it?
Yeah.
Was it yummy?
Yeah.
Good. Do you have a nickname?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
My name's just Bobby.
Your name is just Bobby.
Not Robert.
Not Robert. Bob. Not Bob. Just Bobby. Bobby Fracadelli is your name. Okay, well, that works too. Where are you from?
The United States.
The United States? Where at?
Texas.
Texas. Ooh, nice place. It's kind of hot there, but...
Yeah. It's really hot in the summer.
Yeah, for a bear that has a lot of fur, it gets very hot. But...
Yeah.
In the winter, it's nice. Kind of like Cocoland. What country is your favorite besides Cocoland?
The United States.
The United States? It is just a nice place to be, isn't it?
Yeah!
There's a lot of cool stuff you can see in the United States.
Yeah!
A lot of cool stuff you can see in Cocoland, too, I suppose.
Yeah.
What is your biggest frustration?
When my strawberries don't grow at all.
Your strawberries just don't grow at all?
Sometimes.
Well, how does that happen?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the seeds, the soil.
Yeah, maybe you just get bad seeds. I don't suppose I ever had a bad seed. Maybe you should ask Dr. Dave if he has some kind of something that can make your seeds grow. Well, maybe just some grow and some don't.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, I suppose...
Anyway, the majority of them do grow.
Well, it's frustrating when they don't, but it's nice when they do.
Yeah. Most of them... grow, though, so that's nice.
What other stuff do you plant in your garden?
Peppers, carrots, cucumbers, zucchini, strawberries.
Definitely zucchini.
A lot of other stuff, too. I have a few fruit trees. Stuff.
Fruit trees? What kind of fruit trees?
Apples, oranges.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you've got a nice garden. Well, that was a rabbit trail. What is something you've always wanted to do?
Grow 600-pound cucumber.
A 600-pound cucumber?
Yeah.
That would be a big cucumber. You might win in a contest if you entered a big cucumber.
Yeah.
Maybe you could make it into a one big pickle. Or yeah. Maybe you could make it into one big fried pickle.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe
one big long
that.
Skinny fried pickle.
That maybe you should ask cool. Dr. Dave if he has some cucumber fertilizer.
Yeah.
Or maybe Hoo-Hoo would sell it in his store.
Oh, yeah. That
yeah,
might be nice.
That's a good idea. What is something you will never do again?
Try to plant candy.
You planted candy?
Did not grow.
Yeah, candy doesn't grow if you plant it.
Yeah.
If you plant a cucumber seed, a cucumber will grow. If you plant candy, well...
Nothing will grow.
Yeah, they don't have candy seeds. Candy is not grown. It's made.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Lesson learned. What is a funny or interesting fact about you?
I know how to speak gibberish.
You know how to speak gibberish?
Yes.
Well, I suppose your dad taught you.
Yeah.
Sam Fracadelli loves to speak gibberish. Things that are not real words.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Can you demonstrate how to speak gibberish? That sounded pretty gibberish to me. What did that mean?
That means, do you want to eat cookies today?
Oh. Okay. How do you say, yes, I want to eat cookies in gibberish? Okay, well, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that, but okay, I would like to eat some cookies today, but I'll just speak English if you don't mind.
Alright.
Alright, last question, Bobby. What words of wisdom would you give our listeners?
Don't get frustrated when your cucumbers don't grow.
Okay, yeah, don't get frustrated even if your seeds don't grow. Good advice, well, because I suppose you can't really control if your seeds grow or not, so you might as well not be frustrated by it.
Yeah.
Good advice. Well, thanks, Bobby, for being on the podcast today. That was fun.
You're welcome, Uncle Coco.
And thanks, everyone, for listening today. We really appreciate you. Make sure you check out our website at theamazingcocoland.com to sign up for the Uncle Coco Club, sign up for the Coco Land Times, learn more about Coco Land, and much more. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye! Bye.